You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Aaron Ramsey to score and Arsenal to win is 5-1. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in the betting at 6-1. Lee, team news is going to be extremely important here. It sounds as if both Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil will be fit for this match, which is huge for Arsenal because they are their two most influential players, undoubtedly. So that's big for Arsenal in this match.
Yeah, huge. And I think that could be the difference in this one, to be honest with you. I mean, you're getting Arsenal at 21-20, 12-5 the draw, and 13-5 Chelsea. Yeah, none of them, you know, absolutely stand out to me. The other stat that I mentioned earlier in the podcast about the other surprising stat is this stat that Arsenal haven't scored in the Premier League against Chelsea in 3 years. I mean, January the 20th, 2013 was the last time they scored against Chelsea in the Premier League when Theo Walcott scored a consolation in a 2-1 defeat at Stamford Bridge. I mean, that's a staggering stat. I know they scored against them in the Charity Shield this year and they won it and Wenger broke his hoodoo. But then they went to Stamford Bridge and lost again. You know, so in the Premier League, can they do that? I think beating Chelsea might give Arsenal the belief that they need to go and win the league. I don't think they'll do it, though. I think Chelsea, and I think, you know, with the manager in place, I think, you know, I think they'll manage to get a draw out of this. I think they'll frustrate Arsenal to a certain extent. And I think, you know, playing against this Arsenal team, who will be a little bit nervous, I think, against Chelsea, I think this will play into Hiddink's hands here. I think he'll know, right, I know we can sit back here and we can try and soak up, you know, whatever Arsenal throw at us and make it difficult. And we know that Arsenal struggle to break down teams at times when you really, like, you know, go to the Emirates and, you know, and put, you know, a solid kind of, you know, parking the bus mentality in front of them. And I think Chelsea will be able to do that. You know, I must admit, I was tempted by Arsenal in some form, but I'm going to stick with the 12-5 here. I think I can see like a 1-1 here. So I'm going to go for the draw. Arsenal won't get it done. And that nagging doubt will remain in their minds.
12-5 for the draw for Lee. If you're looking at one apiece, it's 6-1. I think, Derek, the most mystifying aspect of this Premier League season, which overshadows anything else, is Eden Hazard played 27 games this season for Chelsea in all competitions. No goals, 3 assists.
It's incredible. I mean, that guy carried Chelsea to the title last season, single-handedly in my eyes. He was absolutely unbelievable. And I put him on such a pedestal. I had him down as, you know, not far off Messi and Ronaldo and me.
Yeah.
And this season he's played like Edin Dzeko. I don't really know what's going on. There was an excuse he wasn't turning it on for Mourinho. But Mourinho's been gone a while now and his form hasn't improved. He's obviously wanting away. But you wouldn't buy him, would you, on this season's form? I don't know. I mean, he's still a sensational player, but I'm not, you know, it wouldn't be any surprise if Chelsea leave him out soon. That's how poor he's been. This game, I have to agree with Lee. I can see the draw being a big player here. Finished 0-0 in each of the last two seasons, this fixture. In fact, Arsenal have only won one of the last six at the Emirates against Chelsea in the league. I can see Chelsea doing what they did against Man United when they last went away to a bigger team and keeping it tight. Come away with a point, they'll be happy with that. Arsenal will be, and as Lee said, they're not that great at breaking down sides. They come with a park the bus mentality. And I don't think 21-20 is any great shakes, given that they haven't really been at it, Arsenal, in recent weeks. I haven't been that impressed with them for a while. So, yeah, the draw for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.